Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Father Bear, Mother Bear, and Baby Bear lived in a house in the woods. Mother Bear had just prepared a large serving of porridge for her family, but it was much too hot to eat. "Let's take a walk in the woods and wait for our porridge to cool down," she suggested.
"Good idea," said Father. "We can work up a real appetite then."
"I'll race you to the big tree, Papa, if you hurry," squealed Baby Bear.
So the Bear family left the cottage and went on their way. Goldilocks was a child who always wanted to have her own way. Her mother often told her not to get up from her bed until she was called. She needed strict rules like this one because she was so bold. This one morning, the spring sun shone so brightly into her bedroom window and the birds were singing their merry songs that she could not resist the temptation to dart off into the garden. And so she did, and continued across the field where she found a lovely winding path where she had never been before. Goldilocks followed the little path until it stopped in front of a cottage all covered with pretty spring flowers. She could not resist. She ran up to the house to pick some of the flowers for her bedroom when she noticed that the door was open and again could not resist poking her head in. She did not know it at the time, but the Bear family lived there.
"What a delicious smell!" she exclaimed.
Then she saw three blue bowls on the white tablecloth with spoons next to each one. Goldilocks went to the large bowl, dug in the large spoon, raised it to her lips, but found the porridge much too hot. Then she went over to the middle-sized bowl. That was Mother Bear's. She picked up the middle-sized spoon, raised that to her lips, but the porridge was much too cold. Finally, she went over to the bowl belonging to Baby Bear. She picked up the small spoon and dug that into the porridge, and there, the porridge was just right, so she ate it all up.
"I feel tired," she said, yawning. "I think I will rest in this chair."
There were three chairs lined up in the living room. She flung herself onto Father Bear's chair, but it was much too wide.
"This one will be better," she thought.
And she tried Mother Bear's chair, but the arms were too high.
"This one is just right," she said as she sat down on Baby Bear's chair. It was perfect.
She rocked and rocked until suddenly the chair broke into small pieces. "Oops," she said, but that didn't keep her from looking around for a place to rest. Goldilocks then decided to see what was upstairs, so off she went. In the bedroom, she found three beds. First, she tried the big bed, but it was so big that she was almost buried in it. Then she tried the middle bed, but that one was much too hard, and she slid right off. Then she tried the little bed, and that one was just right. So Goldilocks' head sank into the pillow and fell fast asleep. When the three bears came home, they were startled to see the mess in their home.
"Who's been tasting my porridge?"
exclaimed Father Bear.
"Who's been tasting my porridge?"
asked Mother Bear.
"Who's been tasting my porridge?"
squeaked Baby Bear.
"And eaten it all up!"
And then he began to cry.
"And who's been sitting in my chair?"
growled the Father Bear.
"And who's been sitting in my chair?"
screamed Mother Bear.
"And who's been sitting in my chair and broke it all to pieces?"
cried Baby Bear as he wept louder than before. Then the three bears pounded upstairs, flung open the bedroom door.
"Who's been sleeping in my bed?"
growled the Father Bear.
"And who's been sleeping in my bed?" screamed Mother Bear.
Who's been sleeping in my bed?
Yelled Baby Bear.
Why, here she is!
Goldilocks woke up with such a start and looked straight at the angry faces of the three bears, jumped out of the bed, and dashed through the open window. Oh, what a jump she gave into the garden! She thought her legs had broken for sure. As she heard the bears yelling at her from the window, she quickly got up, found her bearings, darted through the garden, up the path, and ran all the way home.